Have you ever watched the movie Psycho late at night? You probably feel pretty uncomfortable getting into the shower afterwards. I mean, rationally, you know Anthony Perkins isn't going to come into the bathroom and kill you. But there's a feeling you can't shake, no matter how irrational it is. Hi, this is Freudina. Let's talk about how to deal with anxieties. First things first, you should try to figure out whether your anxiety is rational or irrational. If it's rational, it's based on a real, tangible problem that might be solvable, like I won't be able to pay rent this month. If it's irrational, it's based on things that are highly unlikely or out of your control, like I can't believe what's going on in the news, I'm worried that the government is going to collapse, or oh no, Anthony Perkins is going to come and stab me in the shower. You aren't strange or unintelligent for having these irrational fears. These fears are just as meaningful as the rational ones. And they can actually tell you a great deal about yourself. Although they certainly aren't pleasant, they do give a glimpse of your internal world, and it's an opportunity to know about things that are usually kept tightly under wrap. Feelings of powerlessness often live within us, dormant for years, sometimes without our knowledge, until a major life stressor comes up. Often, they're linked to childhood traumas, remnants of memories where we felt helpless and small. Now that you're an adult who has much more ability to control your life, sometimes the feelings come back in strange ways, but they actually do give a lot of insight into who you are as a person and the types of things that are important to you or gives you concern. When anxiety overwhelms, it's best to take a two-pronged approach. You tackle your rational anxieties head-on, develop small steps towards a plan that can lower your fears. But for the feelings that are less rational, if you try to reframe them as a way to understand more about yourself, and some of the needs you had not known about, it can work really well. Try to approach knowing about yourself with a sense of curiosity and wonder. By taking control of what you can and puzzling a bit about the others, you'll wrench out the feelings of helplessness that are deeply rooted in your subconscious, while creating more secure ground on which to tackle some of your fears and developing a sense of curiosity and wonder about others.